Masechet Zevachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. A korban has to be brought with four main avodot, four main procedures in order for that korban to be proper. You have to have a proper shechita, that's the slaughtering of the animal. You have to have a kabbalah, the catching of the blood in a bowl. A holacha, the bringing of the blood to the mizbeach. And lastly, a zerika, a throwing of the blood onto the walls of the mizbeach. And that's how you have a proper korban. But not only that, but also the intention behind the korban matters. If a person had improper intentions, it possibly could cause the korban to become invalid. Here we'll talk about, in this perek, certain types of improper intentions. If a person offers a korban with the intention that it serves a different type of korban, he had the wrong korban in mind, what happens there? If a korban is offered with the proper intention, it's called lishma, for its sake. If it's offered for another type of korban, it's called shelo lishma. We'll now go into the first Mishnah, which tells us how different types of korbanot are affected by the thought of being used for a different korban. Mishnah says, "Kol hazevachim shenizbehu shelo lishman kesherim." All different types of korbanot that were slaughtered, not for their sake, but for the sake of a different korban, are valid. The service should continue. The entire korban should be completed. But the one detail here is, Ela shelo alu lebe'alim l'shem chova, but they don't count for the owner towards an obligation that he may have had. He may have had an obligation to fulfill a neder, and in that type of situation, we had to fulfill that obligation, he would be required to bring a new korban, and the one that he just brought would not count towards his obligation. That's if he brought a korban for the purpose of a different korban in his mindset. But if a person slaughtered stam without having any intentions, it would count for the Be'alim, for the owner, as the Chova, he could fulfill his obligation with it. But the exceptions to the rule, Chutz min ha-Pesach u'min ha-Hatat. The exception to the rule here is the Korban Pesach and the Hatat offering. If a person brought them with the intentions of them being another Korban, they would be invalid, and the service of the Korban after that slaughter would become invalid, and he wouldn't continue with the service. You don't complete the offering, you don't burn it on the Mizbeach, you don't eat the meat. When talking about this, the Korban Pesach, which is brought on Erev Pesach and eaten that night, and the Korban Hatat, which is brought for a person violating certain types of Averot in an unintentional manner. If a person had the wrong intention in his mind when he was doing the slaughter, it would not count. He doesn't complete the service. HaPesach bizmano, when we said that it's invalid, that's only if the Korban Pesach was slaughtered in its proper time on the afternoon of Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. If he slaughtered it at a different time of year, then we say that it counts as a shelamim. And a shelamim, if slaughtered shelo lishma, would count. You continue with the service. So therefore, we're only talking about that day, that afternoon, with Korban Pesach, that you wouldn't continue with the service. And v'ahatat b'kol zeman, and a korban hatat becomes invalidated in any time of the year, since it's treated, it could be offered at any time during the year. Slaughtering it for the sake of another type of korban would invalidate it, and you don't continue with the service. Rabbi Eliezer omer af ha'asham, adds Rabbi Eliezer, not only the korban pesach and the hatat, but also the asham offering becomes invalidated if being slaughtered for the sake of a different korban. The asham also serves as a kapara, as an atonement for certain types of averot. HaPesach bizmano, the korban pesach becomes invalidated, like we said earlier, if it was slaughtered in its proper time on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. The hatat v'ha asham bekol zeman, and the korban hatat and the asham become invalidated at any time of the year. You don't continue bringing them. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer teaches us, hatat ba'a al-het v'ha'asham ba'al-het. Rabbi Eliezer is explaining his logic. He says the Korban Hatat comes in order to serve as a kapara for certain averot, and the Korban Asham also comes to atone for certain types of averot. So therefore, ma hatat pesula shelo lishma, af ha'asham pasul shelo lishmo. Therefore, just like the Korban Hatat is invalid if it's slaughtered for the sake of a different Korban, and we don't continue with the service, same thing with the Korban Asham. It also serves as a kapara, as an atonement, if it's slaughtered shelo lishma, for the sake of a different type of korban, we also don't continue with that service. Hachamim disagree with this logic of Rabbi Eliezer, and they say, no, it's only limited to the korban hatat, and the pisukim that compare the two of them, they understand to be teaching a different law, but not connecting them for this subject.